Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I, like so many others, am making plans to find and visit the trails in my area. But where do I go to learn about them? And how do I know if it's the right trail for me? It's gotten a lot easier. When we return, we go online to the outdoors with trails.com for another great outdoor adventure here on the Wildside News, broadcasting the voice of the earth. Be right back.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
As you're learning, the Wildside News is growing with new features and partners. One of the newest affiliates is Trails.org. We're going to be talking with Rob Holmes in just a moment. But part of this, I want you to become aware of the fact that, you know, the Wildside News has partnered with a number of great affiliates. For example, right now, when you need maps or binoculars or great books about travel and other things, you can always go to our new nature store, which is which features the National Geographic store. You can go there, click on the nature store, and you'll see a link. When you click on the link, it'll take you into the whole realm of the National Geographic online store. There's terrific items there that you can consciously consume. And then as well, when you're looking for great gear and camping items, everything from tents and sleeping bags to walking poles and the whole spectrum from some of the grandest gear manufacturers, you can also shop through our backcountry.com store, which is part of the nature store. And there's also Tramdoc .com, which is another one of our affiliates, where you can go and get great winter gear in particular. And we're also, when you need art supplies, hey, go to Dick Blick. This all helps to underwrite the Wildside News. We never ask for donations here. We're going to support this straight up. But coming up now, I'd like to introduce you to one of our newest affiliates. And to tell us about this online source to thousands of trails and trail maps is Rob Holmes of Trails.com. Rob, when people need trail information, it doesn't get any easier than to go to Trails.com.
Hi, Sydney. Yes, this is Rob Holmes at Trails.com. Yeah, it's been an exciting journey for us over the past 6 years. We were founded in 1999 simply for the reason to give people value-add, premium guidebook information on the Internet.
It's Trails.com. I mentioned that because I keep thinking it's just as simple as that. You really have the perfect name for your company because you are all about trails. And it's an extremely useful online service. And this is a service. We're going to be talking about that in a bit here. There is a fee to use this service and subscribe. It's a very reasonable fee. But let's talk about what it is that people will experience once they can just go to the Trails.com. What are they going to see when they go to Trails.com?
Well, Trails.com, the theme for the company is really we're a planning resource. You know, you're looking for a hike, looking to go on a bike ride, a hike, a sea kayak trip, or a scenic drive, or a rail-to-trail. And you go to Trails.com, and really, we're that planning tool. We're going to allow you to access over 1,000 guidebooks online rather than buying, you know, 5, 10, 20 different guidebooks on different states and activities. As you mentioned, you subscribe to Trails.com, and you get access to over 1,000 guidebooks or 35,000 trails. Each one of these trails is actually a chapter from a book. In addition to these the guidebook trails, you also get real-time weather at the trailhead, reviews that other people have posted on that trail, and one of the more popular features are the USGS topo maps that we have now. We launched it last summer, and it's been extremely popular because it gives people the high-quality topo maps you know, they used to buy in the retail stores, and now they're available online across the whole U.S., seamless integration, and you can also now integrate your GPS unit. So ultimately, our objective as a company is to be that resource, that tool that someone's going to use to plan a hike, a bike ride, and get all the information they need to identify which trail do I want to go on.
There's a variety of places that people can go to get trail information, and they're all really excellent. They can there's a lot of information about trails, but what I think is unique about yours is the fact that what you've done is you give people the opportunity to really go in depth in terms of getting access to literally that's about 35,000 different extended explanations of a trail route from the major guidebooks. Just mention some of the publishing companies that you're working with, because people are familiar with these companies.
Yes, it's actually a great point, because when we launched about 6 years ago, there were a number of other trail sites, and what has really differentiated Trails.com from all the others is that we work exclusively with guidebook publishers. So this is well-known author-written guidebooks that people are familiar with. Example publishers include the Mountaineers Books, Falcon
Excellent.
Guides, Low Pequot Press, Appalachian Mountain Club Press, Wilderness Press, Fodors. So there's a broad array. We work with over 60 publishers, and you're exactly right. It really differentiates us and gives a lot of justification behind the content that we provide.
The information is written professionally by professional writers and trail experts, so you're going to get in-depth. Let's talk about how a person can actually access this. Now, one thing to do is just go to your website and find a trail and a trail finder, and you get a map of the United States. You can start that simply. And then let's talk about how some options that people can go from there.
Well, one of the best examples is to say, for instance, say you live in New York City and you are planning a trip out to Colorado. You don't know the guidebooks that are out there. You go to your local retail store, and they don't have books. They just have books on the Northeast. Well, that's where Trails.com comes in. You go to the Trail Finder page, which is simply a map of the U.S. You have several options on how you want to search the site, but ultimately you can pull up the state of Colorado. You can search by zip code, search by city, search by the top trails in the state, because we rank all the trails all around the country by any state and any activity. You can also do one of the more popular features is our advanced search, where you can enter in specific criteria, because every time someone opens up a guidebook, they have a different perspective on what they're looking for in a trail. I have my own opinions, you have your own, and others have their own opinions. So you can say, for instance, I want to find all the hiking trails in Colorado that are medium difficulty, 2,000-foot elevation gain, and have waterfalls, or kid-friendly, or dog-friendly. Whatever. Again, it's up to the customer what they want to do and how they want to search through the content.
Saves a lot of time, doesn't it?
Oh, saves a tremendous amount of time. And the nice things about it, too, is being web-based product, you can access your Trails.com subscription from any computer, at home, at work, when traveling. So there's no CD-ROMs to carry around, nothing. All you need is your username and password. I spoke to a customer just yesterday, and they are going to buy a subscription to Trails.com, which costs $49.95, and they're actually going to share it through the family. So it's a great way that multiple people can use the same subscription if they need to.
That's very generous. You know, so what happens when you do your search criteria through the Trail Finder, and up comes a listing of trails, and there's a summary of those trails, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, let's talk about some of the options. So a person kind of reads through the paragraph summaries, which are coming from the guidebooks themselves, and then they have a choice. Where can they go from there?
Well, what we do is we list, because our information comes directly from guidebooks. You know, our objective as a company is not to put the guidebooks out of business. We're just simply allowing customers to, rather than buying their books in entirety, they're able to download individual chapters. So what you get essentially on the trail page is the first chapter for free. And you can look at all 35,000 guidebook trails, and that really is going to give you all the key statistics, the route description, again, all the other additional features, the weather information at the trailhead, very popular are the comments that other people post. I went sea kayaking up in Alaska last summer. I came back to trails.com afterwards and submitted a review of our trip. So now, for other people that go to that same location, they can use that information. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the topo maps are very popular. You can print them out directly from your computer. And so we try to give people all the tools and the resources that they need to really identify, you know, this is the trail I want to go on.
Unfortunately, time always zooms by here, but that's something I definitely want to mention as well, and that is the fact that as you go and you locate a specific trail, you have the option, just sort of like MapQuest, where you see a map and you can scale into different zones, and then from your computer you can actually print that version out. You can also specify if you want a topo shaded. They also have aerial, literal aerial views, and you have those options. Very cool.
Yes, the aerial photographs are part of the new GPS integration. You've probably mentioned on your show that GPS units have become very popular to consumers, and more people are using them as a tool in planning their trip and plotting their trip along the way. And so you can bring a GPS unit home and upload or download the waypoints or the breadcrumbs that you use to track your route. And you can get a profile of the trip before or after. You can look at the aerial photographs. They're really fun tools that you can use. And again, this is cutting-edge technology.
You know, I encourage people who are interested to go to wildsidenews.com, check out, click on the trails.org link, and you can go and try a trial subscription. Was it 14 days?
Yeah, it's a free 14-day free trial. You can sign up at any time at trails.com. And
it doesn't work for you, you can always get your money back. Or, you know, we're out of time. Rob, thanks a lot for being with us.
No, thank you, Sydney.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.